I'd like to read a verse out of John chapter 4 to begin with, because we're going to find out about the Samaritans. Where did the Samaritans come from? And we can learn, I hope, that this teaches us the gospel, but and after you get to John 4, I want you to turn to 2 Kings 17. This is the Samaritan woman that the Lord was speaking with in John chapter 4. Verse 19, the woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Now look what he says to her. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. So here we have the Samaritans, and he says to her in no uncertain terms, you don't know what you're worshiping. Now, where did these people come from? Turn to 2 Kings 17. Verse 41. Now here's the summary of this chapter, and this is where the Samaritans came from. You remember how the Jews wouldn't have anything to do with the Samaritans. Look at this. Verse 41. So these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. Now here are the Samaritans. They feared the Lord, it says, and they served their graven images. They did both. Now, this is what you would call a hybrid religion. A hybrid religion. You know what a hybrid car is? It's both gas and electric. It's joining two things together. If a horse and a donkey come together, what do they have? They have a hybrid, which is called a mule. You know what the mule cannot do? It can't have children. It cannot produce life. A hybrid religion, like they had, cannot produce life. No one is born again. No one is made to bow the knee to Christ in a hybrid religion. Now let's see what took place, how this came about. You know, this story actually begins with Solomon's toleration of false gods. Under David's reign, Baal is not even mentioned. Now, maybe there were people secretly worshiping Baal, probably were, but it's not mentioned under David's reign. False worship was not mentioned. When does it begin? When Solomon, turn to 1 Kings chapter 11. Verse 1. The king Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you, for they'll surely turn your heart away after their gods. Solomon clave to these in love, and he became tolerant of these false gods, and it brought God's judgment upon the nation of Israel. And at this time is when the nation was divided into two different nations, Israel and Judah. And do you remember who the first king of Israel was after the nations were divided? Jeroboam. Now you remember what Jeroboam did. He introduced golden calf worship into Israel, and he made a new Passover, and he made things different. And how many times have we read going through the Kings of the sin of Jeroboam, the sin of Jeroboam? He is the one who got this hybrid religion going. He set up these calves. He said, you can worship Jehovah through that. And he made it to where Jerusalem was not the only place you could worship. You could go to Dan or Beersheba and worship as well. And this was great sin. Now, 19 kings later, 200 years later, we have this story of Israel. The Lord was finished with them, and he let them be carried away because of their idolatry. Now, this was Israel. This was not Judah. This was Israel. Now, let's pick up reading in 2 Kings chapter 17. And in the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. And against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant and gave him presents. This is the king of Israel. He became under the rule of the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers, so the king of Egypt brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he'd done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. So remember, Samaria is the capital of Israel. That's where the king of Israel was. And in the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria, and placed them in Hala and Haber by the river of Gozan in the cities of the Medes. For it was so that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. They built them high places in all their cities. Look at the idolatry that was going on, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set them up, images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, whereof the Lord had said unto them, you shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways. Keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but harden their necks like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord charged them that they should not do like unto them. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God and made them molten images, even 2 calves, and made a grove and worshipped all the host of heaven and served Baal. Now, this is the children of Israel. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire. Now, that's offering them up as sacrifices to Molech. That's how low things had become. They offered their children up to pass through the fire and used divination and enchantments and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. And there was none left but the tribe of Judah only. And Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of the spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, king, and Jeroboam drave Israel from following the Lord, and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They parted not unto them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight. As he said by all his servants the prophets, so was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. Now we see Israel was pulled out of the land as a judgment of God. Verse 24. Now here's where the Samaritans come in. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Cuthath and from Ava and from Hamath and from Sepharvaim and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. Now these were not true Jews, but they were brought and placed in the city. Verse 25, and so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they feared not the Lord. They were just practicing their own religion. They had no fear of God. Therefore, the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. Now, I want you to think about how terrifying that would be if there were a bunch of lions around. I mean, you ever heard a lion roar? I mean, it would have been scary. And they were killing some of these people. And look what happened. Wherefore, verse 26, wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, saying, the nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land. That's interesting how they call God the God of that land. They believed in regional gods. And they said, they don't know this God, and we're in trouble because of it. These lions are coming in and eating us because of that. Verse 26, the nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Syria know not the manner of the God of the land. They weren't interested in knowing the God of the land, but certain things that would help them out. Therefore he has sent lions among them, and behold, they slay them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, carry thither one of the priests whom you brought from thence, and let them go and dwell there, and let him teach them the manner of the God of the land. Now, this is talking about knowing what kind of sacrifice. It's not understanding what the sacrifices meant, but they'd have the feast days and the sacrifices the way it was prescribed in the Old Testament. They didn't have any true understanding, but they thought, if we can just do this, we'll appease this God. So they hired him a priest, brought him from back to Samaria from where he'd been taken captive. Verse 28, then one of the priests whom they'd carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel and taught them how they should fear the Lord. Howbeit, every nation made gods of their own and put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities which they dwelt there. And the men of Babylon made Succoth-Bithnoth, and he named seven different gods. And we're going to go over those in just a minute, but look what it says in verse 32. So they feared the Lord and made unto themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high place, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared the Lord and served their own gods. After the manner of nations whom they carried away from thence, unto this day they do after the former matters. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes or after their ordinances or after the law and the commandment which the Lord commanded, which the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel. Now, here we have hybrid religion. They feared the Lord and they served their own gods. Now, let me say this as strongly as I know how to say it. Anything that is not exactly as the Bible says is not so. It's a hybrid religion. It's a wrong religion. Any God that's not like the God of the Bible, the God of the Old Testament, the God of the New Testament, the God who's holy, the God who's sovereign, the God who controls and rules and reigns in every way, the God who's absolutely just, the God who's immutable, the God of the Bible, any God that is not that God is a false God, a non-existent entity. And they were trying to blend. Now look back in verse 30. Seven different gods are mentioned. The men of Babylon, this is Babylon religion, transplanted into Samaria, and this is why the Jews hated him so much. They thought they were taken away from, you know, the truth. They thought that they worshiped the God of the Bible, and they hated the Samaritans. You remember what that Samaritan woman said? She said, the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans, because the Jews had no respect for this. But look at these gods they kept. And the men, verse 30, and the men of Babylon made Succoth-Benoth, and the men of Cuth made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Ashima, and the Avites made Nibhaz and Tartark, and the Seraphites burnt their children in fire to Adrammelech and Anamelech and the gods of Seraphim. Now here we have seven different gods named, and let me give you their meaning, and it lets you know something about the religion that's going on right now. Because right now, in the United States, in Lexington, Kentucky, we have so much of this hybrid religion, and it cannot produce life. The first name is, I can't pronounce these very well, so just bear with me. In verse 30, Succoth-Benoth. You know what it means? A place for our children. What do you got for the children? What do you got for the children? Isn't that the big question people ask about church? What do you got for the children? Well, we got the gospel. That's it. That's it. Nothing else is wanted or needed. And then the next one is Nergal. You know what that means? Hero. Hero. Hero worship. Not the Lord Jesus Christ, but man. Man. And then the next one is men of Cuth, Nergal, the men of Hamath made Ashina. Ashina means I will make desolate. And that's exactly what this religion does. There's no life in it. I will make desolate. And the Avites, verse 31, made Nibhaz. That means barker, a dog. What does God call false prophets? Greedy dogs. Paul said, beware of dogs barking. And Tartark. Tartark means the prince of darkness. Satan is controlling this kind of hybrid religion. That's how serious this is. Prince of darkness. And the Seraphites burnt their children in the fire to Adrammelech. Now, this is interesting. Adrammelech means the decider. The decider. Now, what is the biggest issue of false religion? You make the decision. It's up to you to make a decision as to whether or not you're going to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior or not. The decision is up to you. It takes away from the sovereignty of God and makes man sovereign. The decider. And Ahimelech, the gods of Seraphim, Ahimelech means image of the king. Image of the king. It's not the real thing. It's an image. It's an idol. Now, there's a reason for these names. They tell us something in this hybrid religion that's going on so much in our day. Now, any god that is not the God of the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, the God who created the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the covenant God, the God of Joseph, where Joseph said to his brethren, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. The God who appeared to Moses in the flaming bush. What a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. That bush didn't need the energy of the wood. He's the independent God with no needs. His flame goes on with no needs for man. And yet the wood couldn't be consumed. The Lord Jesus Christ, his perfect humanity could not be consumed by the wrath of God. Now this is the God of the Bible. And any God that is not just like this is a false God that cannot save. Now this hybrid religion did have a kind of fear, but it wasn't the fear of God. It was the fear of getting eaten by lions. That's all that was behind it. It was the fear of what'll happen. I need to get this straightened out, or this bad thing will happen to me. And if I can get this straightened out and get the gods of the lands appeased, everything will be okay. So they tried to, they hired him a priest, got him to come down, and the priest taught them the manner of the God of the land. And that is where the Samaritans came from. It's based upon fear. But they still had all their false gods. Look in verse 33. They feared the Lord and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. Unto this day, and unto this day in 2019, September 22nd, they do after the former manners. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes or after their ordinances or after the law and commandment which the Lord commanded the children of Israel, whom he named Israel. The children of Jacob, who be named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant, and charged them, saying, you shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt with great power and stretched out arm, him shall ye fear, and him shall ye worship. To him shall ye do sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinance and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do forevermore. And you should not fear other gods. You won't have any respect for anything that's not the God of the Bible. And the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, neither shall you fear other gods. But the Lord your God you shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Howbeit, they did not hearken. But they did after the former manner, so these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. Now, in this hybrid religion, the fear of the Lord is spoken of. They feared the Lord. But it wasn't that fear of the Lord that's the beginning of wisdom. It was fear of him sending lions. That's all it was. There wasn't any true reverence and respect and fear for God. Now, here's what the fear of God is. The fear of God is to be afraid to look anywhere but Christ alone. And if you can look anywhere but Christ alone, you really have no fear or reverence or respect toward God. You're a part of this hybrid religion that has a sort of fear where you think, well, at least I can be safe from the lions if I try to appease this, but it's not truly the fear of God. Now, this frightens me. When I see the disobedience of Israel, I know that apart from the grace of God, I'm going to be just as bad and you're going to be just as bad, apart from him preventing this from taking place. And I don't want to have some kind of phony fear like this that's just produced because of hoping what I can avoid or what I can gain. That's not the fear of God. May the Lord deliver us from this hybrid religion that we will participate in if the Lord doesn't prevent it. That's how important this thing is. This will be us if the Lord doesn't prevent it. But may the Lord prevent this and cause us to have this fear of God that causes us to be afraid to look anywhere but Christ only, because we know we have nowhere else to look. Amen.